I hope, I really hope, that he realizes that he must do something so this time round his negotiations, his efforts, his diplomatic efforts would not meet the same fate as it did in the past.
Okay. He did mention, I'm sorry to interrupt, but really one of the statements he said was this is the start of a fresh way and approach, and his presence here in Tehran. What do you make of that statement?
Well, I suppose he just referred to the same thing that I referred, just being in Tehran after, you know, a huge interruption in the Iran 5+1 negotiations is in itself a fresh progress. It is a progress. But the message is not new. It's not new at all, in fact. I was dreading that he would come up with the same precondition that George Bush invented some years ago in order to stop any negotiations with Iran. And he did repeat that, unfortunately. And that was that Iran must suspend enrichment in order to start for them to start the negotiations with Iran. The question he should be asked is this. First of all, the Iranians suspended the enrichment process for nearly 2.5 years. What did you do during those 2.5 years? What negotiations did you went through, and what achievement have you had through that? Iran made sure that it expressed its goodwill by accepting the precondition of suspending enrichment for as long as you required to settle the problem. But it seemed that you, the Europeans, your requirement of time was endless. You were going on and on and on, and Tony Blair was bragging about that he succeeded in stopping Iran's nuclear enrichment, uranium enrichment process. He was proud of it, doing that, meaning that they had no plan, no program, just wanted to make Iran to stop its nuclear industry. Second thing is that Mr. Sulana, knew very well, perfectly well, that Mr. Bush's precondition was solely designed solely to stop any negotiation, any peaceful settlement of the issue with Iran. You, in today's presentation, you did not mention it, you avoided saying that. But at the end, as a result of a question put to you, you came up with that again. And then the second question comes up, and that's this. Do you mean that the Iranians should stop the enrichment process in order for negotiation to take place? And please tell us what is that you hope to achieve through that negotiations? Suspension of Iranian nuclear uranium enrichment? It doesn't make any sense. You want us to stop it in order to negotiate for stopping it. It right. Doesn't make sense. Man, don't repeat yourself. It is tedious.
It is. I want to get to this issue of uranium enrichment that you talked about, which is at the heart of the matter. But first, let's go by what Javier Solana was doing in terms of setting up in his speech. You know, he talked about gaining confidence, and he talked about how the world, the international community, or the West, cumulatively speaking, needs, for Iran to perform in a way in order for them to gain confidence. But what about Iran? What about based on the West activities in the past that have hurt Iran? Why should they trust? Here we have Javier Solana offering all these promises. You know, I don't want to get into details. We'll cover too much.
No, please. It's tedious, as I say.
If you can give your comments on that.
Well, I think few reporters put that point to him quite brilliantly. And he was not able to address those questioners. He did not really answer their questions. You see, what is his solution? His solution is that Iran should stop enrichment of uranium in order to build confidence with the West. And what to do for its own fuel, nuclear fuel, he should go to the outsider, to outside powers, to get his fuel. Look at that. You see, Javier Solana, and more importantly, the 5+6+1, do not want to address this fundamental central point. Supply of nuclear fuel from outside your country is something new, absolutely new, never happened before. There are 40, 50 countries who are in the nuclear industry and produce their own fuel. And now, for the first time in the history, they are asking us not to produce our own fuel and to buy it from outside. Two, what is the guarantee that the supplier will not exploit us?
Exactly.
What is the guarantee, Mr. Solana, what is the guarantee that the supplier, especially if it is going to be Russia, will not exploit us? Remember Russia, how exploited Europe for gas last winter. Remember that.
That's right.
Nuclear industry, nuclear energy, is going to have fundamental geopolitical role in the future world. Countries will be heavily dependent on energy from nuclear industry, and for that, if you were to buy your fuel from outside, you will be geopolitically, geostrategically, will be very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Your independence, your national independence, will be at the mercy of the wishes, goodwill of the supplier.
Of course.
Russia is doing its hardest to make Iran dependent on it for nuclear fuel. And it has, in fact, Mr. Putin has already talked to Mr. Bush, asking his permission that Iran should be permitted to buy its nuclear fuel that it needs from Russia. Europe, Mr. Solana, do you realize that you are pushing Iran into the hands of the Russians? The Russians, who are monopolizing you for gas energy, mm-hmm. and Iran being the only alternative to Russia for you.
Correct.
And see what kind of sacrifice, Europe, you are doing to yourself.
Well, a lot that we need to cover more on what Solana said and his statements. I have to interrupt you right now because we're going to be joined on the phone with Mr. Majid Tafrishi. He's a political analyst over in London. Well, Mr. Tafrishi, I hope you had a chance to view what Javier Solana had to say. If you can give us your feedback and comments on some of the statements made by Javier Solana.
Well, there's some concern about Mr. Solana and 3+3 or 5+1 review on Iran. One concern is Iran doesn't have any first-hand information about the limit of offer about enrichment of uranium. Iran doesn't know how long the West wants to stop the enrichment of uranium to these kind of activities. And it's very important to know exact demand of the West about this stopping. The second is there is a real concern in Iran that this whole nuclear saga can be the first or one of the few phases of regime change in Iran, and this is a game, beginning of a game to change the Iranian government and Iranian sovereignty, and it's not only about nuclear issues. For example, when the Western governments talk about enrichment and they say Iran doesn't need enrichment of uranium, they said technically Iran is not in the situation or position of technically that they need this kind of uranium. What I found that before the revolution, when the Iranian government was in much weaker position in nuclear activities and research, the Western governments such as United Kingdom and United States virtually begging to help and cooperate with Iran in enrichment activities. And at that time, they didn't have any objection or a technical problem with that. That caused some concern within the Iranian government and within the experts of Iranian nuclear activities. I think as long as the Western government cannot offer the exact time limit for stoppage of enrichment for this kind of offers and or preconditions, Iranians cannot be very sure or have sort of guarantee for this kind of negotiation.